Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to,
welcome, Strange Drunks, Secret Universe. I'm going to do a special AM show tonight. There's a lot of things I wanted to discuss. I've been trying to figure out a new list of guests, and I've got to that point where I have used everybody of, you know, everybody that I've held in high regard and stuff I've tried a million times, but a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on, and especially in the current events, I know I wanted to break it down in two parts. One, do a current events and a Star Wars. I'll see me film yesterday. Kind of some mixed emotions. I felt that it was a lot like the New Hope episode 4, if you will. It's had a lot of the elements, and it was all the fears that I was coming into, which I knew it was going to happen like that, especially with the Tatooine-esque planet that the girl was on. I think her name was Rey, which... great acting. She did an awesome job. I mean, the you know, I think I should start by saying the film itself is really, they nail it in the acting, visually, you know, very a lot of great editing too. You know, for the practical effects, I like the practical effects, but where we live in the modern age where everything's digital, we see that if something's practical, you know, if it's like a puppetry or something, yeah, it's nostalgic, you know, and I love that because it really put me in the mind of Jim Henson and his puppetry, which was really was cool, but you could really notice it that it's that was indeed puppetry rather than digital, which was cool. I like the concept. Now, will the other sequels have that high level of puppetry? I just want to say puppetry one more time. You know, a lot of stuff's going on. Art Bell quit his show, and that's one other reason why I wanted to do. You know, I felt like I wanted to create my own show, whenever it was around 2013, whenever Art had the Dark Matter on Sirius, and, you know, when he quit... I ain't saying nothing bad about the guy. He's done a lot of great stuff. He's been on the air for many years. You know, the grievance I have is just too every time he's tried to get out, you know, of the biz or something, there's always been a crazy excuse. Now, if you go back to the Coast to Coast AM days, he was called out on by Ted Gunderson. You can go to a YouTube video and watch this. A lot of people know Ted Gunderson was a former FBI agent, and he did a lot of exposing to satanic ritual abuse, and especially McMartin case and all this other stuff. But and also the Process Church and Final Judgment. But anyway, the first time that Arbell actually sued him, I should say that. Arbell actually sued him. There was a statement. He, this is very personal, but there the documents said that allegedly his son was abducted by his teacher and he was assaulted, and the teacher allegedly had HIV or something like that. It's in the documents, in the videos. You can watch for yourself. You know, I'm not coming up with this. I'm not making it up in my head. But, that wasn't the length of, you know, one of the reasons why he left. He had the lawsuit on Ted Gunderson, which I don't know if it went anywhere, but, and Art's been, they've said for years that, he's a strange guy. You know, you talk a lot about strange, I mean, but we're all strange in a lot of ways. But the thing about it is, the recent events about him, these people that's wanting to, harm him and harm his family. And the only thing I got to say to that is, okay, what do you think is going to happen? You know, there was a guy, a few years back, and I never thought, of me doing a radio show, of me talking about all the crazy stuff that I talk about, trying to expose it, trying to get people to listen. Not listen, but give them knowledge that they don't know about. Because so people are just so ignorant to the fact that anything exists, or where we came from, or what's going on behind closed doors, or what's going on right in front of us, but we're blind to. But the thing about it is that you can't keep letting people down. Is he getting bored with it? I don't know. But there's always been some kind of crazy reason why he's always went down, or tired, or semi-retired, or come back. But, if he's just going to keep it, what I was talking about earlier, when you do this research, when you find answers that's always been hidden or closed off to you, if there's a train coming and you're playing in the tracks, there's a chance you might get hit by a train. You know what I'm saying? Also, bullshitting with a guy at a laundromat one time. And, it's folding clothes. And, you're sitting there waiting for your clothes to get done. There's sometimes, I guess where I'm from, West Virginia, I can talk to anybody. I think it was in West Virginia, in Huntington or something like that. But we're sitting there, shooting the shit, just talking. He was asking me what I'd done. I told him, and radio show writer, all this other what have yous. And he looked at me and said, "Aren't you afraid they're going to kill you?" And at that very moment, I never put it in perspective until that moment. But that is the risk you have to take. To put the knowledge out there. That's the risk you have to take. He is indeed a gun owner. Somebody's trying to hurt him. If somebody's trying, I think that I would, I don't know. I know I kill for my family. I don't believe any of my guests or listeners out there would in any type of situation, especially when your family's getting harmed. But we'll never know if the person really exists. Where far just wants to heard of what he's doing. Chicago, with the shootings and there's been a lot of protests downtown. I think that crowd is fizzled out. You know, when I never been able to talk about the well, I did the episode around the, parent shootings and stuff like that, and then the San Bernardino, and, you know, there's, we should be more vigilant, we should be more cautious around our surroundings, we should be, we shouldn't be worried about what, oh, well, they might deem me, because you're judging somebody because of suspicious activities. Suspicious activities does not have a color, a creed, a denomination, or anything like that. If something looks fucked up to you, it probably is. And they're probably meaning harm. And they're probably wanting to hurt you, harm you, rape you, kill you. And I hate saying that because that's an awful thing to say, but you do not know what people are capable of. We go all through, it's been a pattern with all the mass shootings. And, you know, now we're getting into the, the terrorism and stuff like that. But, you know, and it's kind of fucked up because, you know, it comes to a full circle, especially with Star Wars, because the whole time, and you know, only thing else I want to say is I want to kick somebody's fucking ass, whoever wants to make people live in fear or make us Americans or Europeans or Australians or any other nation or country have to stop their normal schedule, stop their daily routines and rituals because of fear. I live in Chicago. A lot of crazy shit going on around here. Am I a part of the problem? No. Am I an observer? Yes. Could I potentially be a victim? Yes. Sometimes you risk that. And then sometimes it's just like you're placed somewhere. And a lot of people just don't have the money just to, I believe in strategic relocation. I believe in all that. But people, a lot of people just ain't got the money to pack up and move somewhere because shit gets dangerous. And shit's always been dangerous. It's bad and it's worse in other places. But it'll still happen. It'll still go on because we have no morale. We have no... Is there good people? Yes. There's good people. I've met them. I've met a lot of assholes, too. And all the negativity turns you into an asshole sometimes. You know, even the good person, even the best person can have a fucking dark day. But not living in fear, that's the thing. And, you know, whenever I was just thinking, I waited till the last minute to get my Star Wars ticket. Because it's just like, and I don't think it's like, they are conditioning us to be fucking paranoid. To think that, oh, well, don't go to the movie theaters because, which I don't go to the movie theaters no more. And I watch more movies than anybody. Get in where you fit in. But let me tell you something. You rebel. You say, hey, I'm not going to conform. But there is movies I want to see in the theater, certain movies. And, but, you know, I'm not much in the mainstream. You know, Star Wars is about as mainstream as it gets. And, you know, I like going to some independent theaters like up here in Chicago, there's the Landmark Theater downtown. I think it's, I don't know, I really like it. They play all, like, independent films and some art house. And then there's the Gene Siskel Film Center, and they play a bunch of old classic movies. And I like the rare, I like the obscure. I'm the guy that likes the movies nobody else heard about. My dad always tells me I've watched too many movies. I'm like, Dad, you ever got to the point where you feel like there's nothing to watch or nothing? He said, yeah, I believe it. and just so much fucking money you spend on music. You know, the real man knows how to acquire this stuff without only a fool buys music anymore. Only a fool buys fucking even books. You ain't gonna even buy books and buy audio books. I have an audio Audible account, but that's just because I really like listening to. I like a read back. Some people, I have so many books. It's hard. I don't know about everybody else, but sometimes I can read a book. I can be 100 pages in, but then I could be 10 pages in, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm so tired. Now I'm ready to go to sleep. Yeah. There's just, like, so much stuff going on. I want to thank Warwick Associates. Been very good to me. They've gave me so many books. The newest book they gave me was, we'll get it here, Aztec. The case, evidence, and elaborate cover-up of one of the perplexing crashes in history. It's by Scott Ramsey, Suzanne Ramsey, and Frank Thayer, PhD. You can go to Warwick Associates. You can purchase a lot of their books on Amazon. Great people. Simon Warwick and Kate. Great people. Great people. They really gave me great guests for 2015. Looking forward of, you know, I get a lot of my own guests a lot of times, but they've helped me out so much, and really, I'm really appreciative. You know, because it's almost Christmas time. It's a year about giving, and you know, I wanted to give them a shout out because I love them. And there's then they publish a lot of my great guest books, and just good people all around. So if anybody needs any publishing or editing or any of that needs, WarwickAssociates.com. But yeah, there's just so much stuff that's going on. Trump, oh my God, the man can't be stopped. You know, I think that, you know, it's just like I was thinking in my mind the other day, you know, he needs better handlers. But then I'm thinking, too, or advisors, if somebody say, hey, man, you know, but I like that he cannot be tamed. We need it. I mean, I don't think that, you know, do I think he says, well, like, we need something different. The Hillary thing's going on, and it said that she had top secret, you know, emails. Do you really want that, a person of that caliber to run our country, especially when she was Secretary of State? I don't think so. You know, I think he could possibly Trump. I think he could build a wall. No. Build a bridge, not a bridge, but a bridge of understanding between nations. He's a good fucking negotiator. Put him in the put them in the White House where they negotiate things or something. You know, put duct tape around his mouth. No, no, he's a, but, you know, it's just like he means, I think the guy, you know, he, you know, he might be, everybody might say this or that, but I think he means well. He just, and he's really, but then again, let's flip it for a second. Let's flip it. He could be working, they say that he could be pinned over for Hillary, which it could make sense because, I mean, he's dominating everybody in that party and looking at them like, I mean, they can't even hold a candle to him in the polls. The polls, yeah, it's great to be back. I've just been taking a little, just trying to regroup, trying to get some guests. If anybody has any ideas, feel free to shoot them over. You know, I'm always interested in hearing my audience's input, criticisms, critiques. You know, because sometimes that's what I want to do. I want to bring up their programming. You know, I've had this free account for so long. It's, I want to step up. I'm trying to find a good place where I can put my hat on the rack, so to speak. New home. I just don't want to, I don't want to be on here no more. I don't want to be the, I'm not getting plays. You know, I'm not getting reaching to the masses. I'm not doing it right. And I need the shit to do it right. I mean, you know, it don't, it's not free. It don't, you know, it don't come, you don't wake up and everything's under your pillow. You know, it takes time, it takes effort, but, you know, everybody that came along for the ride, I appreciate you. I offer you my knowledge, my services in investigations, in anything that you would need involving the unexplained or there's just so much stuff. Is it going in different directions? Yeah. It's always evolving. There's some people that's got their heart in. There's some people that don't. Some people like to use, I mean, I believe in being professional. Now, have I fucked up and done stupid shit? Yes. But I always try to stay professional sometimes. Not really. I like having a good time, which everybody does. Professionalism is professionalism, no matter what it is. And Trump's, he's professional. Do I think he'd round us all up and kill us? No. Do I think he would do that with the internment camps or whatever? I don't think so. Now he does. He is saying some shit about the internet. I'm not liking shut down the internet. But if he would have somebody like of the intelligence community that knows what they're talking about and inform him correctly of things, just not correctly, but just inform him of more things that you don't know about, like of my research and of everybody else's research. I'm not talking about Bigfoots and that bullshit, but just of how things really go. I liked how he didn't take, he was at the, he was cracking jokes at the Jewish thing. I thought that was ballsy. He got booed, though. I mean, he's ballsy. He don't want nobody's money. I like that. But he ain't fucking spend no money either, and he said that a couple of days ago. He said, oh, but we will spend money. That shows you. The guy don't have to spend money, and he gets all these followings and, you know, and all this people believing. I mean, hell, we need to have pride again. We need to have pride in our country. I think the last guest I had on was Ed Baker. You know, Ed Baker brings up a lot of good stuff. You know, he's a pretty cool dude. Great guy. You know, I shouldn't call President's candidate a dude, but very respectful. I respect him. But anybody can have their opinions. Star Wars, I got 3 minutes left. I'm going to tell you, Star Wars. Han Dai's lightsaber battle was kind of like pussy-ish. It wasn't that great. Adam Driver, when he Kylo Ren removed the mask too much. I hated that. Let's see, what else? I think that John Boyega, whatever his name, should die because he was a stormtrooper before. And I also believe that if he was a stormtrooper before, then that means that he's easy to succumb to the dark side. So I'll be watching his ass. Adam Driver looked like an ugly Jon Snow. That's all that I can say about that. The captain, the Queen, Gwendolyn Christie's character, you really did too much of her. And then when you did, it was just, I don't know. Got mixed emotions. I don't know. If you want to go see it, I guess I would. I don't know if I'm going to go see it the second time. I hate on Fandango, you gotta fucking pick your seat. Because then somebody's always sitting in your seat or something like that. Or it's always reserved seating. There's always conflict there. I like it first come, first serve. They need to bring that back. I'm prompt. I like to get places early. Hate fucking being late. Hey, people making me late. Hate that. This is me ranting. AM show, baby. I love it. I'm always up early. I should do more of them. As soon as I find a new format, new place, I will be doing more shows. I want to team up with somebody that's got enough sense to do some show ideas, some stuff like that. There's a lot of great people I'd like to work with. I'm not going to be like, hey, man, you want to work? No, I just see where it goes, see what the future holds. I've started too far to come back now, and I'm not going to let nobody down. Till next week, on Strange Surroundings, Speak of the Universe.
And the world is in flames. Two star-crossed lovers reaching out to the beast with many names.